Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour. I am Dawn of the New Era. We got Iggy here.
Hey.
And it's the April show. Woo, woo, April, the best.
That's right.
I wasn't able to do the show. Usually I do the first Wednesday of every month, but last Wednesday I was sick. So, yeah, feeling good. Glad to be back.
Awesomeness. I'm glad you're better.
Thank you. I had the last month I had the neurovirus or food poisoning or something, so I'm hoping my cleanseth is completeth for now.
You're running the whole gamut, aren't you?
Oh yeah. I don't mess around. When I actually said it was the day that I decided to do a cleanse. I was like, I'm gonna do a deep, you know, juicing, the warm lemon water in the morning. No toxic chemicals, pure foods, cleanse. And it was pretty much the day that I said that I got a really sore throat and the cold and then my eyes. But I'm going to get grounded with everyone. So let's start with a nice meditation. I haven't meditated in a little while, so it'll feel good to let's close our eyes and feel our feet on the ground, or if you have the opportunity to lay down. And we'll tap in with our higher selves, calling in our higher selves and asking our best buddies, our hard time worker ego selves, to have a seat beside us in a very friendly manner. And as we drop into our higher selves, let's start to track how that feels in our body, that innate wisdom that we carry, every single being carries within. And notice where that lies in your body, if it maybe resides in your belly or your spine. Maybe you're a heart-centered person, and it's right in one of the chambers of your heart, or in the very jeweled middle of the chambers. And take a couple deep breaths into that, noticing if there's any tightness, any activation, any grief that wants to be released, any joy bubbling up. Just take one moment to notice that. Now bring your presence and your awareness to your shoulder blades and the back, and notice if you're carrying anything, you know, any of the world's issues or your family's issues or any kind of baggage that you've been carrying. And let's see if we can gently detach that if it is of your highest good. So take a break and start to notice if there's any weariness back there, if there's a spot in between your shoulder blades, that receiving point in your heart that's really ready to receive. So we detach from any of the world's problems that we might not need to be carrying, and we gently let that dissipate, or at least relax and loosen. And then going to that core center of the receiving point in the back of your heart, notice if there's a door there, a doorway, and what that looks like. And if it's kind of wanting to open, if it's feeling like it might be time to receive nurturance, nourishment, some replenishment, and if it feels good to you, open up that door. Open up that door as a symbol of willingness to receive from human, from spirit, all kinds of very deep, benevolent, and nurturing and nourishing light and energy. Let that just pour into your entire heart. Notice how sustaining that is and how it it simply makes your heart glow with appreciation that you're opening this door of willingness. And it might not be comfortable. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to be vulnerable to receiving. But if it feels good and you feel you're ready, let's make that intention. We're ready for that. Springtime. It is a time of planting seeds. It's a time of, if you've been listening to these shows, I'm really into not only outward self-care, but also nutrition, because, we are what we eat, and there's no shame and guilt in it. I'm all about balance. I'm all about when your soul is ready for a pizza, my soul is ready for an organic, free-range pizza. Those actually exist, nitrate-free. Or maybe just a late night slice, bless that and eat it. But in general, spring, for me, as soon as the warmth started to hit, the sun started to come back, again, I was on the paleo more diet, which was more, heat, nourishing fats, bone broth, things that would really sustain warmth and going inward and reflecting. And as soon as spring hit, I noticed that my fire was starting to brim up and I was getting heavy. So, seasonal eating includes lightening up a bit. So more greens, mm-hmm. more sprouts, some fruits to start cleansing. So I've started that, and you want to be careful with cleansing, because if you do too much of an extreme one, which might be what your body wants, might not, please check in. But if you go too much, it can really purge if you set that intention. So that's basically what mm-hmm. happened last week, is I set that intention. Okay, I really know that my body's really heavy. And so I went to this amazing MD doctor at OSU. His name is Hari Sharma, and he is a practitioner of the 6,000-year-old Ayurvedic medicine. So he's an Ayurvedic medicine man. And I was basically going online to, because I would like to get more. I have a deep intuition. I've been studying it all winter, but, our culture loves certificates. So I'm thinking, okay, well, where can I go to get a certificate? Fucking yin and yang balance, man. So I was like, where can I get? Well, it's exciting to learn new stuff. I mean, I've studied metaphysics for so long. There's only so much of that it's like, okay, I'm hearing the same thing over and over. So I was looking, and I found Hari Sharma, and I felt really called to see him. And I thought, how cool is that, OSU? I go to OSU for my basics, my family doctor. And what a cool experience. He took my pulse and right away just looked up and said, "Are you angry?" And I said, "Oh, doc, I'm a pistol. You have no idea. I'm so angry all of a sudden, and I don't know why." And so he looks at my tongue, and he looks at my eyes, and he looks at his assistant, and he goes, "Pitta, classic Pitta." So there's these three doshas in Ayurvedic medicine, which I was semi-familiar with. And I think that, and I like it because it's all about earth, air, wind, and fire, and about, I believe we basically encompass all of them, I'm sure. But at times we have our set, just like we might be a fire sign or earth sign. And if you look at your astrology chart, you might, like, for example, I am mostly fire, even though I'm a basic Taurus earth sign, mostly fire. So it makes sense that I'm Pitta. Well, come to find out, as soon as spring came, those continued fats and kefir and fermented foods were actually igniting that fire too much, and it was time to cool down. So I got a lot of cooling foods and cooling herbs, and it was as soon as I did that the fire rose out of my body, and literally, anger is eyes, literally came out of my eyes, and they turned bright red, and they got pussy, and they shut. I woke up, blinded, and I had to slowly, humbly come down. I'm home alone, find my way down the steps, find my way to the closet and soak them. And doing a lot of parenting of myself, but it was quite the experience. One of my eyes actually, while open, started to lose sight. So
wow.
That was my right. Yeah, very scary. So
yeah.
I ran into the emergency room, and he, this awesome African doctor. In fact, I want to promote the urgent care at Graceland because I tend to have some funky experiences with modern medicine because they're more, they're not preventative, and they're very much, you know, they have their one way of doing it. But he was very personable, and he was very compassionate, and he goes, this is a lot. Your eye is really purging a lot, and this isn't the normal amount, but you're going to be okay. And he even called the next day to check in on me, which I've never had a doctor do. Never.
Wow.
And then a beautiful little tidbit to that was 4 years ago, I found a gold ring in the snow, and it has been, I know it was sent directly from Spirit, and I wear it all the time. It's my favorite piece of jewelry. And he looked at that ring and he goes, do you know what that ring is? And I said, you know, I just know it's special. I just know it's a very special ring with a symbol. And he said, well, where I'm from in Africa, that is a very sacred symbol that means that no one and nothing can take you down. And I thought, whoa. And so it was, you know, in the middle of this deep vulnerability and fear, oh my God, am I going blind? Am I seriously sick again? How much can my body take? And there he is, like, speaking through Spirit for me, like, guess what, girl? Ain't nothing going to take you down.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I'm on some Ayurvedic herbs from India that cool the pit of fire. A lot of the stuff I've been going for the last couple of years to my family doctor for, the teeth issues, the hair issues. So that's basically keto. When you're full of fire and burning up, it's going to deteriorate your body. So, you know, I guess, like, I really did want to talk today about healers and healing and that balance between, you know, us not putting all of our, and we've talked about this before, not putting all of our, you might know what I'm trying to say, all of our care into, it's not care, into a healer, but to use them as a tool, ultimately we are our own healers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're tools, but they are human. And so that's been a big, you know, vulnerability because it feels good to be like, hey, fix me. And literally no one has been able to, like, say, oh, I'll fix you. But I've used my intuition, went to the right people or the people that were right for me at the time. And so I feel really great. I really do. It was tough. But you know what it did do is give me permission last week to cancel everything. And I don't think I've ever done that for that long a period to say, I am not taking any appointments and I'm just resting. And wow, highly recommend that, especially with the five planets going retrograde. Highly recommend that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard in this culture to do that because we're taught to be human doings rather than human beings, and there's a level of guilt if we're not performing, if we're not producing, if we're not cleaning, if we're not working, if we're not parenting, you know, if we're not doing these things, there is definitely this sense of like, oh, you're not, you know, you're not worth, you're not either, you're not worthy, you're not doing what you came here to do. But I
you're a bum, right? They call you a bum.
Yeah.
Join us,
especially
come on.
Yeah, do, be, be. And it is nice. I mean, we are here to touch, taste, and experience. But again, I think we talked about this winter. There are cycles and cyclical times. And just like Mother Aya told me, there is a time to go and there is a time to stop. And when there is a time to stop, do it. Do it. Just stop. So.
I agree.
So what has been your, have you had any health stuff or what did, I noticed that you've been really doing the athletics and then you have the beautiful life force energy of your grandchildren, which I just think they're the most adorable babies I've ever seen. I know I've said that, but it's true. They're so beautiful.
Yeah, they're a trip. They're funny. They're funny little people. My grandson reminds me of my grandmother. I think she came back.
That could be true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I know you, and I know that smile, and I know that laugh, you know.
Kind of
cute. My other little granddaughter, I'm glad to see her really plumping up and being very active, and, you know, she was kind of moody there for a while. Now she's giggling and laughing, kind of like Milano a little bit. But there was some concerns about her health, but she's doing better now.
Oh, good.
But she's much better. While Markel had her inside of her, you know, while she was birthing her. So, but she's better.
Okay.
She's good.
She's all better. She cleared out.
Me, I'm just trying to get over lung issues. You know, respiratory. I keep getting these little attacks here and there, you know. But maybe I just need to speak my true voice.
Yeah, yeah, lungs and throat are big right now, and lungs have a lot of grief. I don't know about you, but I probably for 2 months have not only been crying my own grief, but collected, like I'll be in the middle of wailing, which my new therapist tells me is like a primordial, like ancient way of grieving, just this like,
okay.
Howling, like a howl. You can probably hear the grief in it. It's like...
you can hear it.
Yeah. So I tapped into that, and it's, you know, it's clearing out for my ancestors, clearing out for the world. It's... I woke up one day last week, and my throat hurt so bad that it was in my dreams. Have you ever had that happen when you have something going on in your body? And
definitely.
I just woke up, and I just started crying, and I said, how much... must I suffer? How long will suffering go on? And there came a point last week where I had to concede to my innermost self that I might be in grief and I might suffer for the rest of my life. And if I do, probably not, but if I did, could I live with that? And so it was a turning over and it was a release into basically control of we do have some control over our bodies and our life, but there are, there was a release into, okay, if it doesn't, I can do this. I'm so resilient and I have the tools. And so if I let in the support, I can do anything. So I'm not sure what's coming. I'm not sure what my body will do, but I can do this. And it really comes down to jumping back into moment stuff, because there's a lot of uncomfortable stuff that I'm sure people can relate to that I want to escape. I don't want to stay with the pain sometimes, and I think it's actually the doorway through and out to joy. It's the doorway to what power we do have, which is inner power and perception. Yeah, it's just part of it. Yeah, it was a cool time. That was a cool moment, accepting that whole resist nothing. And, you know, I mean, I can only teach or share about who I am and what my life is. And I'm a parent, and I'm a person who's been through a lot, and those things come up. And my daughter's life really coincides a lot with my own life. So, like, me and her dad split the same time that my father and mother split. Like, she has a lot of the same life patterns. And what that does is brings back up, you know, when I was little, I didn't have a chance to grieve that. But when we talk about ancestor lineage, a lot of times it's the very ancient kind. But for me, I'm really in the midst of getting to do some really cool work of healing very in my face ancestor lineage. And it's
That's
been
good.
Really, really good and really powerful. And I get why some parents dip out and do not protect or help their children. I'm not condoning it by any means, but I also get that at some point, like, I'm just going to say it, like this last week, last Thursday, my eyes started to get better, and Shay's grandfather passed away. And she's been raised with her with a stepmom for 6 years. 6 years she's been raised with a woman and her daughter who was like her sister. They spent, you know, they stayed in the same room from 4 to her current age 10. So that's been gone. That is done. And so Shay has had this whole process of grieving, and it's been really intense. And so, you know, I noticed that my mom wasn't able to hang with my grief and just dipped out. My father just went to work. My mom dipped out. I've gotten forgiveness for that. And through that forgiveness, I've been able to really facilitate her grief. So this was her first loss, her first funeral, and I went, and her stepmom was there, and her stepmom and her ex-stepmother and her father had an argument at the funeral. It was really intense. And it really triggered her. And so she was like in this deep, deep, deep sorrow, confusion, grief. Mm-hmm. And she needed me to be fully present. And I had a choice. I had a choice where I was like, this is too painful. This is too remembering of my emotionally immature stepmom and my father dipping out. Like, this is too close to home, man. And I'm sure parents can relate. You have this kid and a situation pops up and you're like, this is so close to home, but now it's happening to my baby who's my heart, and it hurts more when it happens to your child than yourself. So I just remembered these words that Shay told me about a week ago. She said, Mommy, I want you to know something. And I said, what is that, Shay? And she said, there are no bad or good feelings. And I was like, really? She said, there's only comfortable and uncomfortable feelings. And so I took her words of wisdom when she was, you know, having just the most devastating, like, oh, my grandfather died and this argument happened and I'm grieving my old family and all this. And I just fully opened up to the vulnerability, uncomfortability, and said, I'm here. I'm here. And I didn't put a storyline to her grief. My mom, who's meant well, and all parents and grandparents mean well, she tried to soothe her and put a story around it. And I said, shush, 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 Mom, let Shay talk about what she's feeling and what she's experiencing through this. Let's not put let's just give her our full presence. And it was really healing. Shay feels really restored and really supported. And it was quite a beautiful, it was intense, but a beautiful experience. And I really wanted to share it because it's deep, man. It's deep healing.
From the mouth of babes, right? You learn a lot.
I know. Can you believe she said that? She is such my teacher. She is a little...
That's good. That's awesome.
Little kids are the little wisdom keepers, for sure. Yeah. So it was a lot. And now I'm just kind of settling into... receiving. I think I've also mentioned before, I burn out that yin, which is the fire, or yang, the fire, the male side of me energy, and you know, the attempt to nurture the female side is very bizarre to me, because that means that I have to connect to people, and that back of the heart that I channeled through was really good for me at the beginning meditation, because it is and I thank spirit for that channel, because I really don't want to do everything on my own anymore. I really do want to co-create with people, and I'm finally ready to do that and to share and, to get closer and show people the real me, you know? I mean, not that I've shown them the fake, but I show people, you know, parts of me, but there's parts that I'm like, oh, I don't know. Will you still love me if I show you this? And I'm to the point, initiation wise, where I'm like, hey, this is me.
That's a good point. That's a good point you just made. I like that. Hey. Yeah, we don't show all our parts or something. Yeah.
We don't. Because it takes a level of vulnerability, and there's it's that whole balance of, you know, if I protect myself, then I might not hurt. I might prevent feeling hurt. Those, what we perceive as bad, as Shay would say, bad emotions that are actually just uncomfortable emotions. So let's protect from uncomfortable emotions, well, shit, the universe sure told me that wasn't going to work, that I was going to feel tons of uncomfortable stuff and be vulnerable anyway, and broke me through to the other side of this initiation to where I can say, oh, I can't prevent this from happening, so why not open my heart fully? Why not just give that a shot? It's big medicine, man. Big,
yeah.
Big medicine.
Huge.
Huge. And I'm also coming up, let's see, May I'll be 37, and I, whether this is a fact or not, I don't know. I don't think there's facts, but I did hear something that resonated with this. For women, it tends to be this age range where our mortality comes up. Supposedly, in general, for men, it's more like somewhere in the 40s. But for females, I don't know if it's because we're like, oh my God, how many more years do we have eggs left? Or, you know, like, but 37. 30, you know, I noticed, you know, if my daughter starts to wear makeup or, you know, she's starting to get hormonal, it's like, oh, the cycles of life, like, oh, I'm not forever. And I knew that before, but there is a
sure.
another form of that that's come through. So, and again, I think I broke through losing a teeth and different things. Like, I think I broke through or beginning to find that acceptance in it. Like, oh, I can't pass for 20s anymore. And it's kind of exciting. I'm excited to see what late 30s, you know, mid to late 30s, what is a woman like in that? And can I be different than the majority of the culture that tries to capture and retain their youth? And can I really embrace this really odd in-between spot of womanhood that's
mm-hmm.
not much? I mean, I even, like, Googled the other day, like, famous women who are 36, 37, just to see, like, I needed a mirror of other people my age to see, you know, what they're about. Obviously, we're not, it's not that inner 20s youthful vitality, but there's still that there. But I'm not a crone, which for the last year I've been living and feeling, looking in the mirror and seeing an 80-year-old woman. I'm like, there I am. I'm done for. Well,
you look like you're in your early 30s. I mean, late 20s, early 30s. So if you want a man's point of view.
Honestly, when I look at pictures, I'm like, wait, you do look it. But, in my mind's eye, I've been seeing this really ancient person. And I'm like, okay, let's get back to the truth, which is, yeah, late 20s, early 30s. Thank you. Thank you, genetics. Thank you, mom and dad.
Yeah. Maybe it's just your mind playing those games. You know, we associate numbers, and then we look in the mirror, and we're like, well, I should look this way, maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
I'm
part of it.
I'm 49. I don't feel 49. I don't think I look 49. I might look like I'm in early 40s, maybe, but
yes.
At most.
I agree. Yeah, there is that weird number association, and it's something I want to shake off. I mean, it does kind of haunt me in my mind mm-hmm. and the mortality. And even though we really, I guess I could use a couple more sessions benefit a couple more sessions with the shaman if we would have been able to stay in Peru, because I feel like that's
mm-hmm.
what we were working on. I mean, when he sung the Abuela song, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he sang the song about, he sang a specific song about you will be beautiful forever. And I remember so in my cells, in my DNA, something trying to shift back to that old ancient, when we revered ourselves no matter what age. I mean, every age, every cycle has a purpose. Most people are like, oh, I like spring for this and summer for this. And, oh, tons of people like winter because it's so quiet and you get to retreat. But yet we're kind of stuck mm-hmm. as a culture in the spring, summer lifetime period, right?
That's the most, the one where we're the most active, I think.
Yeah.
And the one we kind of go, yeah, this is great. We're going to do all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to go on vacation, and we're going to have fun. And then fall comes, it's like sweater time. And then winter time is like, bundle up, hibernate.
And if you relate it, though, to our bodies and our life, each lifetime, the cycles, you know, fall would be the elder, you know, the latter years, and then the winter time, the death period. And I personally am so scared of that, but yet I think that this is a very recent thing. I think I'm curious if in the past, if cultures weren't like, oh, you know, women weren't like, or men were like, oh shit, now I'm wise, now I know, now I can share all this. Oh, now I get taken care of. You know, there's pros and cons to each phase.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm in quite an interesting one because it's not. I don't have. I guess I do still have guys like woohoo, but it's not like in my 20s when guys are like, oh hey baby, and it's not like I'm not in my 40s or 50s where you know that's a different phase. So it's like, well, what the fuck is this phase? What am I supposed to embrace here?
I hear you. You know, mine is more like, what am I going to leave behind? What is my legacy? You know, I've been kind of like. That's kind of been in my head a lot. I mean, I'm not even 50 yet, but I'm already thinking that. Back in my 30s, that didn't really bother me so much. But now it's like, wow, did I make a difference in the world? Am I making a difference? And I'm going, well, I'm sure I did. I've run into people all the time that said I changed their life some way or another. And then with Facebook and social media, I'm sure there's going to be a tale to be told of what was done and what happened, and people have to interpret it on their own at that point. But there is a timeline. There's a history. So
you have done more for more people, just me in general. Your unconditional love and your ability to see me when and see through my walls, because I keep those walls up, and you have had the ability to look through and go, I see you, Dawn. I see you. And like, not a lot of people have done that for me, and I know that you've done that for so many people. Gosh, I saw you at the Rickenbacker. I saw you bringing drums and life force and guidance through grief. I mean, you, come on, legacy. Your legacy is a sealed deal.
Yeah. It's just human. I'm still human. You know, I have those moments where I get sad and I get emotional, and I'm thinking, you know, my life on this, I've gone 25 years this far. Now I have, so I have another 25 years, you know, but that's why I enjoy the moment. That's why I enjoy being in the present and enjoying the time with folks that I know and people I care about. And, you know, you're one of those people. That's why I invite you to everything.
Yay. Thank you, friend. Yeah. The drumming, where is it going to be at? Parker Roses?
Yeah. Parker Roses, Whetstone Park.
Whetstone Park this Saturday, 5 to 8. I will be there. Everybody come out and drum. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to go to one of the yoga studios. I think the one downtown is having a trance dance, which I'm feeling very called to. I'm feeling called to. Now that I'm healthy again and have some energy, I'm like, you know me again. I'm like, I'm going to dance.
Yeah. You and I have danced. I have danced many a time.
I have some great concerts coming up, which is something to look forward to. I truly believe in having things to look forward to. And again, during that this winter, I spent 3 months trying to plan a mini vacation, and it was part of Spirit really working with me to really release into the unknown that there might not be hope, that you might not get healthy, that you might not build new friendships, but can you be okay anyways? And when I hit that point and I said, fuck it, excuse my phone. I said, I could do this. I can do it. Wait, I could do this. I could do anything. I'm so resilient. So it was as soon as I made that, like, release into that and not trying to grasp for control, grasp for joy, grasp for hope, grasp a stick to get out of the grief or out of the loss or out of the illness, that things, I get a friend call me, hey, I got a free ticket to go see Ellie Goulding, you want to come with me? And hey, Shane's dad's like, hey, I'll give you a free ticket to Root Wire, and like all these things are being set up for connection and joy. And this is the first time too where I'm not like, oh, I want to go in at Dawn of the New Era and share what I can share. Like, that was, I realized working with my old therapist, like, that was a part of my ego really wanting to be seen, and I've really worked on that this year. Is like, hey, whatever I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to do. And if it's, you know, I've had these great opportunities come in as I've released that. I had this lady, actually, I went to Yellow Springs a few weeks ago to hike and nourishment. Oh my God, I love that place. And I walked into this little shop because it's called Urban Gypsy. My, like, if I put a title on myself, that would have been it. And there's this beautiful red hair, crystal blue eye woman named Kennedy who owns this little boutique. And she does candle magic. She has all kinds of candles. And I said, you know, why don't you pick me? We both talked about our medicine and our gifts. And I said, why don't you pick me out a candle? And she picked out the goddess, a goddess candle for me, which was great. I'm glad it wasn't like grief, death, loss. It was like, no, you got the goddess. I was like, yes, okay, I'll take it. And I gave her my card, and I started channeling a little, you know, doing some reading for her that just needed to pop through. And I left to go hike, and about 15 minutes later, I get a text, and she says, can you come back and give me a reading? And I said, you know, I'm actually really depleted, but I would love to schedule a time to come give you a reading. And she says, well, how about I just get a bunch of people, and you come to the shop and do readings? And she did. She set it all up. I had a full list of people coming in and getting readings, and it was quite beautiful. And then I've been taking classes in Yellow Springs. It's right next to the Peruvian shop, which is a bomb if you've never been there.
Peruvian shop now?
Yeah, there's this little cute Peruvian lady, and she has all the stuff from the shops that we – and some of it, I mean, it's kind of high-end goods. I told her about the gourd shaker that I had and how I shook it till it caught on fire, and she made the sign of a cross and was like, what? What is? I said, well, I thought maybe you had heard of that before. I don't know. she's like, I haven't heard about that. And I was like, well, I'm a medicine person. It's that fire in me. So anyway, she had a gigantic bag of Palo Santo for $5. Okay. And she has the water that you, or I'm sorry, it's probably not water, but the stuff that you use that you cleanse, that you put in your mouth and spray it.
I will float either.
Got all that?
Florida water. Nice.
Okay.
I'm going to make a trip up there. I'm out
make
of something.
A trip up there. And then next door to her is the OM, A-U-M, yoga studio. And they have, I went to a Chiron class, the Wounded Healer. Me and my friend Katie just went to a heart healing, restorative Reiki, aromatherapy. And I'm actually developing a authentic goddess 2-hour-ish class, and I'm going to go. We're in the talks of me going to teach a class there. So,
sweet.
Yeah, Yellow Springs is my jam.
Awesome.
I'll go up there with you.
Let's just have fun. Let's take a really 3-second break and come right back, Don. Okay.
You're listening to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. To the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson.
Hey, hey, hey.
We do have some callers online. I'm not sure if you were wanting to do some readings or not.
Sure.
All right. You tell me when you want to go.
Go.
Okay.
Like a race. Go.
Here we go.
All right. Hello.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Great.
Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question. What do you see coming for my career? I work for myself, and I was wondering, do you see any growth coming for me or a new direction, or what do you see coming?
Well, first off, I could say it sounds like you would like growth and a new direction. So let me see. The first thing your guides ask you is, what are you doing for that growth? And the majority of the time, yes, there is a new location, a new space coming in. So they're asking, you know, your guys are asking you to really clear out the old belief systems of, you know, choosing the little details, because for you, you're very good at looking at all the details. In fact, you can stress yourself out a little bit about it because you've had your own business, but that's what's made you successful in the past. You are being shifted. You're currently in a space of, it's almost, my guides are showing you like a butterfly who's been in the cocoon. You've been doing all the detail work, and most of your problems have already been resolved, and you're kind of on your way there. The only caution that they want to let you know as you build into wherever you're going is to make sure that you're not making choices, the small detail choices, based upon how much money you will get from it, rather than planning this more on ease and efficiency. They're very clear on those terms. Go for ease and efficiency, because in the past you have made, you know, you have had abundance, but it's been at the cost of, you know, over frying your brain a little bit from doing all the detail work. So there's a option to either, if you want to keep it to where, you know, everything, because I don't think you're the type of person that wouldn't want things streamlined and extremely detailed, like invoking help with that, asking for help with that, some support, maybe a co-creator, but also, you know, I know there might be a concern about taking on an employee and that cost. But really letting go of the cost, because you have a lot of abundance promised to you. It's really not been a struggle. And basically your goal with switching over anything you do career-wise is to create more peace of mind. More peace of mind and an ability for you to find a balance between being inside and outside, because you are a person who thrives getting fresh air. And if you're inside too long, It's just not good for you. So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Thank you.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Any other comments?
Yep. You ready? Here we go. Click, click.
Click, click. Hi. Thank you very much. Hello. My name is Wendy, Sacramento, California, and do you need my date of birth?
I don't. Nope. You can just ask me your question.
Okay. I've been through quite a lot, and I had a medical emergency in November, and I had started a job in a call center at a bank, and they weren't that happy with me. And technically, I'm still an employee. I'll probably be going off my medical leave maybe in a month or so, or maybe even sooner, or maybe 2 months is that time frame. I applied for a call center job the same job that I was applying for in October, but I had to put that on ice because of my surgeries. It's called Kaiser, is the hospital company. It's call center for appointments. Do you see them? Well, I downloaded my resume on March 25. Will they contact me? Will they hire me, or will it be another company?
So you're looking for, you're at a space right now. Let me make sure I heard you straight. You're at a space right now, but you had to leave. As far as you know, you're still employed with them, but you're looking at a different spot.
No, I'm not out of state. I'm still in California. I had started.
No,
a
you're
new
looking
job.
For a different employment. You started a new job, got sick, but so you might still be with the company, but you would like to have a different employment.
Absolutely.
Is that what you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So when it comes to your focus right now, so I don't know what your financial, you know, abilities are. I feel like where your status is right now. I feel like there is. Geez, there's definitely a theme coming through of, you know, a fear of being taken care of. Well, ultimately, for you, in order to shift into getting your most highly benevolent job, you have to feel safe. Because right now, the frequency that your body is emitting, it's almost like it went through shock with this. I don't know if it was an illness or did you hurt yourself? Or
I had a tumor on my ring finger on my right hand.
Okay.
My friend, and three doctors said amputation, and I said no. And thank God, because they tested and no cancer, so they had to recreate my finger. And it's deformed, but I'm getting back my range of motion, and I'll be able to type and do everything.
Yeah, so job-wise, there isn't – I can tap into it, but I want to give you a quick message first of what you're supposed to be focusing on, because – we talked about this early in the radio show about, you know, being a human being rather than a human doing, because we are taught get back on the ball, pay those bills, start working. And fortunately, we're shifting. We're in this really weird, uncomfortable period of shifting into we do have our job, but not always is our work in the moment our job, because there's two different – we have our work in life. And it's not always to focus on the job. Right now, and the immediate now, is to find a sense of safety in your body, to find a sense of recovery. So even though your finger is recovering, there's still a shock, which we call, like in the shamanic world, like a fracture, a soul fracture, of find something so unexpected happening that anything could happen at any time. So you really want to focus on finding that sense of safety, however, and self-reliance and self-care and self-love, which you've been doing some, but there's a part of you that's like, I don't have time for this. I need to figure out what my job is. The job is going to come through as soon as you relax into, you know, into finding that peace within your system, because it's almost like it's in fight or flight mode right now. It's like a shaking, like a quivering in there. So find some ways to get grounded. Find some ways. It looks like the job that you applied for at the end of March, that you just need to do a follow-up. So send them a follow-up because it's time to do that. Follow-up email,
okay.
Follow-up call.
Yeah, I did do both, and I still haven't heard anything.
Okay. So I would then, if you did the follow-up call, it's time to take a day, I call it the 3-day rule, a day, a two, a three, to stop worrying about it, because it's your body is so shaken up that it can't take focusing on career, health, and everything at once. So just take a day, two or three, for some self-care, and it's going to come through. You're going to be provided for.
So will it be Kaiser or something else?
I'm sorry?
Will it be the Kaiser Hospital call center job, or would it be something different?
So that's up to you. I don't feel that the – because there's no such thing as the future is set. So it depends on how you take care of your body. At this point, that does not look like it's your high – like when I tap into it, it does not feel like your highest, most benevolent job for you. So I would keep looking. I would keep looking, but I give it a day break first. Give it a couple of days to not care, to not worry, to put it to the side. When it pops in your mind, let it go, because I feel like there is something else out there for you. But it has to do with, in fact, it doesn't even look like your highest, most benevolent job would be in a call center. So I don't know if you can open up to something more, if there would be some kind of, like, family, midwifery, if you could do something has to do in that. Yeah, you're definitely, your sole purpose is to eventually work with like female midwife, or maybe it's a call center for an OBGYN, but there's definitely something tied in with female for you.
Well, I see myself as a receptionist accepting the copay when patients come in for their visit.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you want to, we can do a full reading. My website's on there, but that's all I have for now. So good luck and happy healing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Very good.
That is
very
you.
Good.
Thank you. So I also have a April reading for everybody that I pulled.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So, and it goes a lot along with, you know, I originally pulled it for April, but I was like, oh, this is for me too. It's for everyone. And I was like, it's for everyone. So the first one, first message is about, you know, hopefully after those three eclipses, what we've discovered is our inner power and our reflection, you know, a new knowledge of how other people on the outside are a mirror of parts of us, right? And so we hopefully at least planted a seed of discovery of what our own unique gift is to the world and in our inner power in that, coming from a really calm but kind of magical place. We're being asked to move forward fearlessly. Now, that is a very slow, intentional movement. So forward doesn't mean like go out, fill out the job applications, you know, remodel the house. Of course, if you're in the process of doing that or if you feel called to do that, do that. But do it in a slow, intentional manner, because there's no more flighty, like, blah, 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 go, 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 just to be doing, just to be productive. It's just that was basically eradicated after those eclipses. Yeah, so even for the next month or two, quiet time. So we did come out of winter cocoon, blah, 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 but at this point, we're still interreflecting. We're not supposed to just jump right back into the world, but to be, again, intentional, quiet, and to go within. Lots of nature coming up, lots of nature. So even if it's a little brisk where you're at, get out into nature. Because this inner power, we're really still being called, and we're still negotiating and asking ourselves about being honest with ourselves. What are we okay with, and what are we not? So still some strings, some slime, some residuals of, you know, our parents saying, you have to do this business, or, you know, our that parenting voice. We each have three main voices in us. One is our inner child. That's our playfulness. That's our innocence. That's our purity. And then we can have a part of it be our wounded inner child. We also have our wisdom keeper, which everyone has a wisdom keeper. The wisdom keeper is our all-knowing. That's who we're sitting with to have the quiet time. That's who we're moving forward fiercely into being. Side note, we also have what I call the destroyer. In psychology, they call it the parent voice, you know, the should voice, that you should be doing this. I call her, mine's really intense, so I call her the destroyer. But so we're being asked to kind of start to notice these different parts of us, to be honest with ourselves. So when that destroyer, you should be applying for 10 jobs. I don't care if you're sick, like do it. Ah, you know, to say, oh, there you are. Parent voice or destroyer or whatever you want to call that part of you. Look, I know you're trying to take care of me, but settling back into that wisdom keeper. Ultimately, once we feel really safe and really confident with our own inner power, and we've done these intentional movements, we have fantastic new opportunities. And people who have really been honest with themselves of what they really want to do this month are going to fly. And have great opportunities. Woohoo! So that's it.
Powerful, powerful.
I like it.
I like it too. So what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
So I have work today at the salon. I work at a salon 3 days a week. So I'm going to go in. Actually, Shay's grandma is going to be my first client. So I'm feeling tender because I've been through the whole process of her husband while he's been, they were married 61 years. 61
wow.
years, Shay's grandparents were married. So, and as I've done her hair every 3 weeks, I've heard, you know, the process, and so now that part's done, and this will be my first time doing her hair with him gone, and I just am preparing myself to be empathic rather than sympathetic, but to just really hold space and love her and offer her, you know, my support and so Absolutely. Doing some hair. Yeah. And that's about it.
Good.
How about you? What's on the agenda?
Oh, today I'm probably going to go do some yard work because my grass is growing crazy because of the rain.
Yeah.
So, and then I have to finish up my taxes so my friend can finish them for me. And that's kind of a long day. It's going to be a long day, paperwork day.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah, paperwork in the yard.
Yes, I am a procrastinator.
Yard work warm. Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Got to pull all those receipts
your
together.
Parent talking. I think your wisdom keeper would say you're a human being, not a human doing.
Right. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to. Oh. Well, I have the ending affirmation. Just we
okay,
can go
perfect.
Ahead and do that. Okay.
Absolutely.
So the affirmation, as we shake off the last bit of residuals of the eclipse and everything. I'm literally shaking my arms and legs right now. Whatever life takes away from you, let it go. When you surrender and let go of the past, you allow yourself to be fully alive and in the moment. Letting go of the past means that you can enjoy the dream that is happening right now. And so that is a quote from Don Miguel Ríos, surrender and let go of the past. So the way I do that is, and the way I do it with clients is that I honor it. If there's a story that's haunting you or if something has just happened or an illness, honor it. Visualize it going to your personal Akashic tree of records. If you ever need to open that book of the past and use it to maybe connect with another or share with another, but no more living in it, because if we live in the past or the future, we're losing these precious moments right now. So I'll leave you with that, and you can always check out my website at www.dawn-thompson.com. And I'm also on Facebook under Dawn Thompson or Dawn of the New Era. So thanks for listening.
All right, beautiful. Then we'll see you next week. Not next week. We'll see you in two days.
Yeah,
at the drum circle.
Saturday at the drum. Woo!
That's right.
Sounds good.
And then we'll catch you on the show next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Don. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye bye.
Much love. You've listened to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Don of the New Era. I'm producer Iggy. Please join us every week for different shows and lineups. You can see the lineups at withinsightsradio.com. And drop us a note and give us a little message and tell us how you like our shows and anything that you would like to hear or guests that you would like us to interview. We've interviewed quite a few different types of guests, so we look forward to your input. With that, I want to say good afternoon. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.